Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kicking It Old School at KCAA Radio 1050 AM. He doesn't like me to say it, but we're supposedly the station that leaves no listener behind.
But we're also NBC News Radio.
That's Dan.
Yeah, that's me, all right.
I'm Jem. Thank you for joining us today. I don't know how your guys' Monday is going, how your weekend went, but I had a great time at Dragon Fest in Burbank.
I had so much fun.
Okay, with the exception that I had to go with Dan. Okay, that was torture, but the rest of it was great.
It was great. It was torture, too, and it wasn't her torture. It was my torture.
But we had a great time. It was all day yesterday, and there were amazing people there. So many martial arts. Icons. We'll just go with that. Icons there, and I got to take pictures with Ninja Turtles and Art Camacho and Betty the Jet, and it was fun. It was a lot of laughs.
It was. You know what was really funny?
What? Oh, I'm afraid to ask. Oh, my God, what?
The Ninja Turtles were taller than you.
No, they weren't. He's so lying. He is lying. We're going to post a picture. He is so lying.
I can't
remember. Was I wearing heels? Oh, yes, I was wearing heels. Thank God.
It was a really good time, though. The people there were just amazing. And I want to thank Michael Masuda from the Martial Arts History Museum for actually sponsoring that event and bringing that event back to life. It was gone for about 10 years. He brought it back to life, and it was a great, great event. Packed.
Yes, it was. How many vendors were there?
I believe there was 120 or 220. It was a lot. I don't remember how many. There was a bunch.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I guess we're going to go next year?
Yes, of course.
So if you guys didn't get a chance to check it out, I haven't looked at their Facebook or anything, but we'll go ahead and post some pictures from the event. And it's a good time. I mean, it's very diverse, I would say, for that industry.
Oh, most definitely.
So it wasn't just like a bunch of people selling gis or, you know, punching bags and stuff like that. There wasn't any of that, really. It was more a more professional level, I guess I'd say, maybe.
Socialization.
Yeah, it was really great.
You know, when you get the icons like Benny the Jet and Pete Cunningham, you know, the kickboxing champion.
Cynthia Rothrock was there.
Oh, my gosh, I love that woman. But she was there. There's a bunch of people there, just groups and groups of people.
And the thing was, too, is people hung out. A lot of times people make an appearance and they walk out the door and they don't, you know,
right,
sit there, have a drink, whatever. But everybody was very, very cordial. I mean, they actually listened to you instead of just, like, signing on a piece of paper and sending you on your merry way. So.
Yeah, you know what I really liked is I seen a lot of movie actors, A-list actors, walking and just walking around. They weren't behind a desk. They were there for the event.
Uh-huh.
Like Michael Jai White. How many people would love to have Michael Jai White show up at their event? Michael Jai White was there as a guest, not as a vendor or anything. He showed up because it was a Dragon Fest. It was pretty amazing.
It was. It was. And I got a really cool shirt that I'm wearing. So if you guys check us on Ustream, you can see my very cool shirt.
It is. It's a Dragon Fest shirt.
But my kids want one, so I'm going to have to hit them up. They're like, what? Another free T-shirt? I was like, yeah.
Well, it wasn't free.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't. Yes, it was.
It was free to you. Well, actually, it wasn't, because you had to deal with me for a day.
It was torture. I'm telling
you. It was torture on my end, though. Hey, you know, we got a great show coming up. We've got Bo coming on. Can you pronounce
Bo's?
Wait. Go ahead.
Do we have an update on Eddie?
Eddie had an injury.
Uh-huh.
And he is still not better.
That's all we're saying?
That's all we're saying.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So Eddie, we love your brother, and we love to have you back as soon as you can get back. But don't rush back. Get better and then come back. And if you want to tell our massive radio audience, we'll let you. So. But it was a great time. So Bo's going to be our first. He's going to be our guest today. And what a phenomenal guy! What are you shaking your head for?
Because we're skipping around.
Well, no, we're not.
Okay,
no.
All right.
That's who we're going
to. We went from Eddie to Bo, and we didn't get his last name and all that good stuff.
I was going to.
Okay.
Stenson.
Sorry, folks.
You know, have you ever heard of micromanagement from bottom to up? I've never heard of it either. It's really, really interesting. No?
I'm not interested. I don't think they are either.
I don't think they are either. So both I can't pronounce that last
Svensson.
Name. There we go. He's a good friend. He just can't pronounce it. So Bo was in the Marine Corps. I don't have any sound. There it is. Bo was in the Marine Corps from 59 to 65. He also went to that junior college, UCLA, boo, and he was a PhD candidate there in 70 to 74. He's done great movies. I mean, he's been in it all over the map in movies, including Kill Bill. He's worked with Chuck Norris. He's worked with just about everybody in the industry. And we're lucky to have him. I'm lucky to be a friend of his, and we're lucky to have him on KCA. We're going to talk about some really good stuff. He's got a movie coming up, and I want him to talk about that. And we're going to get ready to go to our break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Bo Svensson. Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is Kicking It Old School, 10:50 a.m., where we leave no listener behind.
Right after this.
Welcome back to Kicking It Old School at KCAA Radio, 10:50 a.m., NBC News Radio.
I like it.
Like us on Facebook. Don't follow us on Twitter because Dan never posts anything. But someday, like if he gives me the password, we're going to make that work out. We would like to have you guys call in and ask questions for Mr. Svensson. You can reach us at 909-888-5224. Again, please call with your questions at 909-888-5224.
Hey, Bo, how you doing?
Are you good?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Everything's going okay on your end?
It couldn't be better. I'm looking out over Santa Monica Bay, and it's a beautiful day. Life is good, man. Every day above ground is a magnificent day.
That it is. That it is. You know, I was telling Jim about your projects that you've done in the past and stuff, and you know the things that you're doing now. And she wants to know more about your thing.
No. I get enough information about things, okay?
I don't mean any. Her interests are certainly laudable, yes.
All right, go ahead, tell me. Give me all you got. Let's go. I'm fired up today. Let's go.
So what
silence.
Silence. We mm-hmm. You're speechless now, aren't you?
I know. See? That's how most men handle
you
it.
You guys are shameful.
Every day. Every day, baby.
I'm shameless. She's shameful.
Oh, okay.
There ain't no shame in my game.
There isn't. I can tell you. You know, Bo, I was at Dragon Fest with her yesterday, and I had to put up with her all day.
I
should charge him for that.
I am so sorry. Yesterday I was busy on this movie that I'm producing, and I totally forgot about Dragon Fest. How was it? Was it fun?
Oh,
it was fabulous,
God.
But we were missing you there.
We told everybody you were coming. We had big posters up, and, you know, Bo will be here signing all
right.
But you know what? If you listen to the show all the time and become a regular listener, you will hardly miss any of those things.
Wow. You are certainly on top of your game.
Yeah, she's on top of mine,
yeah,
too.
Okay. Now, if we can just get you on top of your game, we're cool.
Right.
So, you know, I don't want to sound like a complete idiot, sir, but, you know, nobody told me you were coming on the radio.
You could not sound like a complete idiot.
Oh, my God, I love this man.
If you tried.
She couldn't.
She's trying to get on the good side now.
What's your ambition? I know here you are on Southern California radio, but in the real world, what would you really like to do?
I just want to live in my true self.
You are, and you will always, you know, unless you change drastically, you will always do that. So,
you know, I played the game long enough. I don't want to do that no more. It's not my thing.
Okay. So then in the real world, what would you like to be doing?
I'm doing it right now.
Okay. There you go.
I'm doing it right now, but I'd like to make some money doing it.
Oh, yes.
But, I like doing lots of stuff, and, you know, everything I do, we have fun, and
Well, you know what? I have
That's
an idea.
Sure
why don't
me.
You get Donald Sterling to sponsor your program? He's got lots of money. And
do you have his hotline?
And he's not going to be spending it on the team anymore.
That's true.
I bet you I have the better pictures than he's got already, too.
Oh, probably. I've seen some of your pictures.
Oh, God.
You know, she's doing everything she wants to do, and that's why she's sitting next to me on KCA 1050 a.m.
Oh, my God. Are we going to be able to get him out the door?
I could have sworn she had greater ambitions than that.
Hey, Joe, what are you shaking your head for?
I could be an actress.
Yeah, I'm not getting into that argument at all.
You know... You don't want to be an actress and show the world that you're a flawed human being.
Huh? What does that mean?
Well, what did I? What do you think? How do you feel about what I said?
Confused.
Do you believe actors and actresses, they become just that because of, shall we say, some missing parts in their psyche?
You know, I do, you know what, I'm going to have to meet you because I do have some ideas about that. My son was acting for a while.
Okay.
Stuff like that. But, yeah, I kind of understand what you're talking about.
And, you know, and oftentimes what happens is that we become actors for probably all the wrong reasons. But with success, some of the inequities that caused us to become actors in the first place, they go away, and one finds oneself at a more mature age to be more of a whole and complete human being.
Hmm, that's interesting.
Yeah.
He's trying to get in on a conversation. Don't let him.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't understand. No, I'm just kidding. So tell me about your movie.
Okay. About 6 months ago, a friend of mine, a fellow judoka, he coaches, he's the sensei at Hollywood Judo. He called me and said that, hey, Bo, why don't you make a movie about Rusty Kanokogi? And I thought, oh, okay, fine, yeah, fine. I looked her up. I knew a little bit about her. Because she had followed me to the Kodokan in Tokyo in the early 60s. And I knew I'd heard that she was there. And so I looked her up, Googled her and what have you. And I thought, wow, man, yeah, this lady's life, there's a movie here.
What was so interesting about the whole
story?
Well,
she was a Jewish girl in Brooklyn. And early on, she decided that she was not going to accept gender and racial bias. So she fought and conquered both.
Hmm.
In 1959, when she was 23 and an unwed mother, she disguised herself as a man in order to compete in the New York State Judo Championship, which she won. She beat the reigning champion. And then she's standing on the podium, and she's received her gold medal, and some YMCA official asked her, excuse me, are you a girl? And she said, yes. They took the medal back.
Okay, so I have a dumb question.
No, you don't.
Like, couldn't you tell? Didn't she have boobs?
She, you know what? She used athletic bandage, ace bandage.
Uh-huh.
She had flattened her breasts, and she wore, as was customary in those days, she wore a T-shirt under her judogi. And she had cut red hair. She had cut it very, very short. So, and she was not a raving beauty to begin with.
I imagine she wasn't very petite as well.
No, she wasn't. She was
5'11"
or so.
Oh, wow.
and shall we say, big boned girl. And she was tough, man. This lady was tough. Later on, at IOC meetings in Switzerland, I think at this particular time they had like 40 delegates from all over the world seated around a huge round table, and someone pissed her off, and she crawled across the table and grabbed the guy by the throat and was choking him out when she was pulled off. I mean, she was not... she was not a shrinking violet.
She was not
sure.
A fragile flower, huh?
No, she was not.
Well,
people say, I bet you she was a dykey lady. And no, not at all. She had a total of three children. One, in the movie, I wrote a scene where when she was 17, she was lonely. She wasn't very attractive, so she had gone to a bar and she picked up a guy and
literally.
Pardon me?
Come here.
What?
I said literally, probably literally picked up a guy.
Oh yeah, well, perhaps. But anyhow, so she had, I guess, interviewed him more or less at the bar, and he had quoted Khalil Gibran, you know.
Oh, I love that.
He knew some lovely poetry and shit, you know. So so she thought, okay, he's the guy. So she went home with him, and 9 months later, she had a child. And when he didn't show up to be present at the birth, mm-hmm. She got her clothes. This is 2 hours after she gave birth. The guy didn't show up. So she got her clothes and took the baby in her arms, and she went looking for him, found him shooting craps in Brooklyn.
I love it.
And she said, here's your son. Say hello and say goodbye, because this is the last time you'll ever see him.
Wow. A woman after her own heart. Check
yeah.
it out.
So she was quite a lady, and anyhow, she got women's judo accepted as a competitive sport, and as an Olympic event.
Okay.
Very
and
cool. What year was that when it was?
When it was, let me go back here. It must have been, 2004 to. It's about 20 years, could be 16 years ago, or it'll be 17 and a half years ago. Yeah.
Very interesting.
And I've contracted Kayla Harrison, who is America's first gold medalist in judo. That was in 2012, and she took gold in London. No American has ever won gold in judo before, and she did. And so she is going to portray Rusty in the movie.
Hmm. Okay, let me go back a little bit. So you said about 6 months ago your friend contacted you.
Right.
So between that point and today, I mean, you...
Well, it took me about 6 weeks to write the screenplay, because I kind of understood Rusty.
Uh-huh.
And because she is an oddball, or was an oddball. She died 4 years ago. And I'm pretty much of an oddball myself, and I could identify with some of what she did. So I got her, and so I wrote the screenplay, and then a neighbor read the screenplay, and he got it over to Frank Yablons, who's the former president of Paramount Pictures. He read it, called me at 11:30 at night, and said, "Hey, Bo, this is absolutely great. I want to be affiliated with this movie. Let me help you produce it." And he hung up. And and other people have had the same reaction. So we have a really terrific screenplay, but the difficulty is to Hollywood. They're not enamored with having Kayla Harrison portray Rusty. They want an actress.
I know, but what is the big deal? Because it's a leading role, they don't want her to play it. Have they seen her on tapes? Is she?
I mean, has she done any acting at all
at
before?
All?
No. She's never done any
probably
acting.
Big part of it. I mean, it's a big responsibility to carry a role like that.
Yeah,
it is. But see, I'm the director. I'm the producer director, and
right.
And I know that Kayla can pull it off. However, we can't get Hollywood to get behind the movie, because generally Hollywood, it's sort of they don't like to take chances.
Of course,
right, and
of
especially
course.
At this time, you know.
So
yeah,
how
what
do you
mean at this time?
I mean these times right now. You know what I mean?
No, Hollywood has never been more profitable.
Than now?
Yeah.
Than now.
This is big money in Hollywood.
Huge.
So do you think that gives them? So do you think that is that should make it easier for them to make the decision? Because that changes my thought process on things. Then.
Yeah. Right. No. You know, it's really a matter of the guts. You know, the people who built Hollywood, the people at the turn of the last century. These were Russian immigrants, largely, mm-hmm. Jewish immigrants. And they had a feel for the arts. They knew what worked for them viscerally, emotionally, philosophically. Consequently, most movies from the very onset were about something of value. There were moral statements of sorts. Mm-hmm. And in other words, early movies generally were about something of consequence, of importance. We've lost that today because Hollywood today is largely run by lawyers and accountants, and it's all a matter of the bottom line. Consequently, sequels are made more often
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the people in power, they feel that, hey, you know, Part 6, or rather Die Hard 7 worked, why wouldn't Die Hard 8 work?
You know, we're getting ready to take a break right now,
okay.
And it kind of reminds me of this. I have another radio show that we do, and when we're trying to think of some taglines and stuff like that, we came across this one quote that I thought was quite amazing, and it says, well-behaved women seldom make history. It kind of reminds me of the person that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's that's a wonderful quote.
Isn't it wonderful? Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we return, we'll continue our conversation with the amazing Mr. Svensson.
Okay.
This is Jem and Dan at Kicking It Old School on KCAA Radio 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
Don't change that dial or Ed and Dan will kick my... Ed and Dan, back with more right after this.
Kicking It Old School at KCAA Radio 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind. This is Jem. I'm sitting here with Dan. And if you haven't had a chance, check us out on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. If you have any questions for Bo Svensson, you can reach us at 909-888-5222. He's here talking about his movie. I'd like to send a thank you to our sponsors, Assurity Life, Breeders USA, First Data, Preferred Perks, and if you haven't already bought your tickets for the Masters Hall of Fame, we would like to see you June 7th in Fort Worth, Texas, or we would like to see you in the California event on August 1st in Long Beach. We're going to be doing that in conjunction with the 50th anniversary of the Parker's Internationals. Did I say that right?
The Long Beach Internationals.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it'll be great. You can get our tickets at the Masters Hall of Fame. You can just find us online, mastershalloffame.org, and you can buy your tickets there. It's going to be a fun time.
Red carpet event. It's red carpet, black tie. It's really, really good time.
And you'll be able to see me harass Dan in person.
Oh, my God.
I harass everybody.
It is crazy.
Yeah, but.
But the really good thing is we're getting Ed Parker Jr. as our keynote speaker. And if you have never heard Ed speak and seen some of his art, it's truly amazing. He is a incredibly.
Why don't you post it?
That's a good idea. I should.
Jeez.
I should do it on Twitter.
See what I have to deal with? Oh, yeah. Yeah, on Twitter. Yeah, well, don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath, folks.
Don't hold the breath. Okay. Yeah, she's trying to say I'm not organized is what she's trying to say.
No. I didn't say that. Those are his words, not mine.
No, she punches and hits me all the time on the way. All you got to do is look at Ustream. You got to see it. It's crazy.
Poor, poor, big black belt.
I know. It's
abused
terrible.
Abused by me. Who is shorter than a Ninja Turtle? You know what? I'm going to go back to talking to Mr. Svensson.
You are?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
So just so you know, your mics are not muted during the commercials, so one can hear over the commercial what you guys are saying in the studio.
Uh-oh, did I say any bad words?
No, but it...
not over the ear, though.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Pardon me?
It wouldn't be over the ear of the air, but that's what you'd be hearing, right?
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
Oh, because you didn't put him on hold.
Right.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Oh, no, I didn't know whether or not it went out over the air, right. But it certainly, I could hear it. Anyhow,
uh-oh.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm good.
I hope we didn't say anything stupid.
No. It was brilliant. Really.
Was
brilliant.
It? When I told him, when I told him, when I was saying I'm not going to do that and I'm not going to do this and you do it.
See what I got to put up with, Bo?
Life's rough.
Gladly, I'm certain of that.
I'm going over to Santa Monica. Shoot. Okay, so getting back to your movie, tell us the name of your movie again and just give us the basics for people who have just tuned in and don't know what we're talking about, sir.
Don't Call Me Sir.
I'm sorry.
Is the title.
Oh.
Don't Call Me Sir.
What? I was like, what? Oh, no.
She forgot already. See what I got to put up with?
No, well, that's okay. That's all right.
That's good.
Anyhow, yeah, so, but you wanted to talk about something else. You want to talk about the challenge of making movies today, or?
No, I mean, I was just kind of, you know, wondering, I was just talking about how, you know, they weren't really warming up to her, and I had a different perspective on why or a different thought process, and so you presented it differently. No, I was just thinking, you know, like, to me, from just a movie goer, I mean, I just see a lot of movies that just, they're there one day and gone the next, and they don't have a lot of substance and stuff like that. And I just think that, I mean, I don't know how much money they're making, but I just can't even imagine the way things fly in and out. It seems like, you know, when you watch The Wizard of Oz and she says, you know, things come and go so quickly around here. That's how I feel. You know, I'll watch something 1 second and the next, it was just, a lot of times I can leave the theater and not even remember it. So
yeah,
to me, that's pretty pathetic because I won't even buy a ticket at that point. You know, there's very few that I go see.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not insulting anybody or anything.
Yes,
I just.
Well, you are. You're insulting those who make mindless movies. And
no, I'm just saying that it doesn't stimulate my mind.
Right.
Well, you know what I mean? So it might work for somebody else. I love this guy.
He is great.
You know, no, but really, you know, you're articulate and you, there's no doubt in my mind that you're a very smart lady and you're very accomplished in your own right. And therefore, when you go and see a movie, probably when you're done watching the movie, if you don't feel you're better off then than you were when you before you entered the theater, you have a right to be unhappy with the producers of that movie.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because, you know, people, you remember things, I'm saying, you remember the most things or the things stay in your mind the most that, you know, are attached to you emotionally.
Right, of course.
So, I mean, you know, like you could go through the day and nothing happens, da-da-da-da-da, but when it's attached to any emotion, like maybe the birth of a child or something like that, or it relates, you know, I have to have a movie relate to me or connect with me on a lot of different levels.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it's just like eating lunch during the day. You know, it was great at the moment, and I was done. You know, so and I just don't have that experience as often as I would like to.
Movies
right.
have definitely changed over the last decade, really. And so I like the concept of your movie and taking control of the content that you're going to produce. And, you know, so tell us about your challenges of raising money. You got to raise a couple $1 million, and tell us the challenges you're raising in Hollywood about raising that money and how KCA can help you or how Dan and our radio show can help.
Well, I don't know that you actually can help. I have a dilemma in that if I were to hire an actress for this movie, I could get it financed tomorrow, but it goes against my grain because the central character of this movie, Rusty Kanokogi, she fought and conquered ethnic and racial bias.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be pretty much of a jerk if I cave in to.
Yeah, the public pressure, yeah.
Forces were telling me, hey, Bo, we'll give you the money if you'll put in so-and-so to portray this lady. It doesn't feel right. And, you know, I earned my first black belt in judo in 1961 at the Kodokan in Tokyo. And I, unfortunately, because I was a U.S. Marine at the time and I got wounded and ended up a disabled veteran. So I was away from judo for a whole bunch of years, mm-hmm. until 2009 when I found my old judogi and put it on. It ripped because it hadn't been used in over 40 years. But anyhow, my love for the sport, my respect for those who practice it, was reawakened, and then I got back into judo, and I competed in the U.S. National Championships and picked up a silver, and then I competed in the Worlds, 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and got tied for bronze. So my respect for the sport is such that it goes against my grain to have someone other than a true judoka
right.
portray this lady who managed to get women's judo into the Olympics. I mean, it doesn't feel right, and then I feel, okay, I'm pretty much of a jerk if I cave in just for the sake of being able to make a buck.
Well
that
first...
wouldn't be making a buck, though. Do you think it would be? This story is important, an important story.
Right, and that's my dilemma. I mean, the dilemma is, do you want to make the movie, Bo, or don't you want to make the movie?
Well first of all, I would...
But I haven't given up yet on
right.
having the movie financed with Kayla Harrison. I mean, hey, guys, she is an Olympic gold medalist in judo.
I was going to say, you know, first of all, I wouldn't even call it a dilemma. It's a challenge. It's just another challenge in your life, you know.
Yeah.
And I could see, like, why you want to do this. But there's something to say for your knowingness, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Not everything is you know... I mean, there's just a knowingness, and that's what it sounds like it is, you know, that feeling. And, I would definitely follow that.
Follow what I feel is doing the right thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, I don't even think that you're doing the right thing. Like I said, I believe it's a knowingness, that you know that that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And,
it,
you know,
and it is. It's the right thing to do, and, you know... It just is. So I'm holding out for that.
So where are you at with funding right now?
We got $2.5 million offered by actually the Canadian government.
And how do they play into this?
If I shoot the movie in Northern Ontario, Canada, they'll give me $2.5 million.
Well, there's your dilemma's over.
Well, not really, because I need a total of $4.4 million to
oh,
do
gotcha.
The movie, and that's with. Basically, that's with Danny Glover. He's got a part, and he would work one day in the movie. But otherwise, it would be no-name actors. If I'm thinking of Uma Thurman, who I worked with in
mm-hmm.
Kill Bill, and I'd like for her to play Rusty Kanakogi's mother. And then of course the budget will go up. On the other hand, with the with those names attached, the movie's going to make so much more money. So there's another inverse.
You know, we're gonna get ready to take a break right now, but we'd like to talk to you a little bit more. So
do you want to? I mean, you don't.
Oh,
have
most
to.
Definitely. There's a couple
I
more
do,
things I
do because Dan's
talk
bugging
to.
Me, and I have other questions. So
okay. Well, fine. I'll hang on.
Okay,
thanks,
hang
Paul,
on a bit. This time, put him on hold, Joe, so he doesn't have to hear us.
I don't mind.
This is Kicking It Old School with Jem and Dan at KCA Radio 1050 AM, the station leaves no listener behind. If you have any questions for Mr. Svensson about his upcoming movie, you can reach us at 909-888-5224. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Kicking It Old School at KCAA Radio 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind. This is Jem, and I'm sitting here with Dan Heck, and we're talking to Bo Svensson. Before we continue with Mr. Svensson, I wanted to take a moment, and who's listening to us, Dan? Do you got the information so you can
most
say hi
definitely.
To him?
We've got, there's 601,000 people that have been visited our the wonderful KCA website in the last little bit.
How many countries are you right now?
176 countries that are registered. We've got a handful are listening to us. We got a lot of people online.
Okay, forget that. He didn't do it right, but yes, we're going to move on.
Yes, I did. What I want to do.
Thank you for listening. So people listen from all over the place. And if you don't catch our show or if you want to catch any of our previous episodes, you can check us out on the TuneIn app. It's really easy to find it there. And you can listen off the website, kcaradio.com. You can also go to
Seca Network. We're syndicated with the Seca Network and Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome. And you can also see us and watch us. You can see me hitting him and us making, you know, all these signs and stupid faces on Ustream.
That's right.
Ustream.tv. So a lot of ways to check us out.
Hey, Bo, you know, before we get back into how you're raising money for the movie.
You see what I got to deal with, sir?
Yeah, don't call him sir.
No, don't call him sir.
I heard you get caught on that one word there.
Yeah, every once in a while. But I'm looking at your IMDb page, and man, you've played with some really phenomenal people here. Some not old movies. You got one of great Waldo Pepper.
Yep.
Wow. What was that like?
It was fantastic, man. I actually, on my own, with the help of Jim Appleby, who was one of the stunt pilots, we rigged a plane on a Sunday, we took it up to 5,000 feet, and I did wing walking without a parachute. That was one of the dumbest things I've ever done in my life.
There's no way. I mean, I've jumped out of planes before, but I'd never do that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did it, and
won't do it again, right?
And when we landed, I thought, that was dumb.
That was really dumb.
That was dumb.
So you're a co-star with Robert Redford on that.
Right. Yes.
That's great. That's really good. That was one of my favorite films, to be honest.
Wow. Okay.
Let's see. You've been on Kill Bill 2, another one of my great films that I watch whenever I get a chance. And Walking Tall. You've
right.
Had, and you, there's a whole bunch of them here. You've had Walking Wall Part 2, Walking Tall, Final
yeah,
Chapter.
I did two Walking Tall movies and the television series.
Wow. That's great. Great stuff. So for the people that haven't heard of Bo, which
that's
is kind of
okay.
hard to
They're
believe.
Forgiven.
They're forgiven.
They may be better off.
I don't think so.
Perhaps should they pay more attention to their mates?
They might want to.
There
and, you know, one of the things they can do is come to the Masters Hall of Fame this year because you are going to be there, right?
It's August 1st, you said.
Yeah, you're supposed to be my MC, remember?
I know, and you know what, man? I may, I said, you know, if time permitting,
right.
I may be in Europe.
Well,
on August 1st. But I will let you know within a week, actually. I'll know within a week.
Okay, we can Skype you in. Just kidding.
There you go. Yeah, I'll be in it. That'll work.
That would be really cool.
That would be cool. It looks like we got a phone call coming in. Hey, so tell us a little bit about what you're doing for funding right now, because you got a couple $1 million to raise, right?
Right. It's an excruciatingly painful process. I don't know if I can compare it to anything other than...
I'm afraid.
Well, no, really. I mean, it's when you have something you know is really great.
Yeah. I'm going to have Jim write the check, okay?
There you go. But when you have something that's really great, something that's really worthwhile, and you know that your business partners are going to make a ton of money, but you don't have those people to talk to, because I'm not much of a salesman, you know. And so, what do? How do you find business partners? It's difficult.
Well, Walking Tall, you carried a big stick.
Well, that's right. But I can step outside of my home. I live in Pacific Palisades, and Sally Field lives next to me. Peter Fonda's three houses away, and what have you. I can go outside here with my big stick from Walking Tall and with the big sign, but I wouldn't do that.
I can wear a big sign. Well, I can wear a little sign.
There you go.
Yes, you can wear a big sign.
It's a dilemma, you know, and somehow to get people to listen to what you have to say, you got to have some salesmanship. That's not me, man. I just know that this is a truly worthwhile movie. It's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Well, you're quite excitable, aren't you?
Yes, she is. Hey, you got a question? you got a part for a taller, older, balding man?
Oh, yeah. How bald?
Well, just the front top. Just the front there. The front here.
Makeup.
I'm getting ready to go to Bosley, so it doesn't really matter. They're not a sponsor yet, but they will be when I'm done.
There you go. Yeah, no, it's going to turn out fine, but, you know, what I'm sharing with you is it's a frustrating experience when you have something you know is good. I don't think it's good.
Right.
I know it is.
Every day.
And
every day we do that.
Well, there you go. So then you know the feeling.
Yeah. So I do a show on Saturday. It'd be nice to be able. I'll read the story. I'll read up on.
You know what I'll do is I'll email the screenplay to Dan.
Sounds good.
Oh, okay. Lord, I'll never get it then. Jeez.
Don't. She's my assistant, so she better get it because she reads all my stuff.
Dan
anyway.
Will hopefully share it with you.
It would be great because, like I said, we're my
that
show.
That way you'll know. The proof, they say the proof is in the pudding. Here, you can read it. You can decide for yourself if it's a worthwhile story.
Very cool.
And now I need to go. A big hug to you both.
Thank you for spending your
evening
with us.
Well, thank you for letting me share this moment in history with you.
And hopefully I'll have the opportunity to meet you at the Masters Hall of Fame.
Likewise,
and
yes.
If there's any way that we can help you or support you in any other way, please let us know. Send us your links or maybe any articles or anything that have come out about it, and we'll be happy to post those on our Facebook.
Very good. Take care of yourselves.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
That was Bo Svenson, and his new movie is Don't Call Me Sir, and it's coming out whenever we get funding for it. Jem's going to be working on that tomorrow. She's going to be on the phone calling every martial artist that's listening to us. We got 30,000 of them on our email blast, so you guys just wait. She's calling. What do you think?
Lots of coffee.
So we're going to talk a little bit more about ouch. What happened there? We're going to talk a little bit. Sorry about that, folks, because if you heard what I heard, that really hurt. We're going to talk a little bit more about Dragon Fest and how great it was. That was just truly amazing. What did you like the most, besides the guy that was sitting next to us?
The guy that was sitting next to us.
Oh, my gosh. She smiled for like 4 hours straight. This guy made her laugh so much.
Well, it wasn't just that guy. It was everybody. Like I said, everybody, you know, there was all kinds of great people there, you know.
Of course.
And since I was kind of not stuck, I don't want to say stuck in the booth, but I was stationed at our booth.
Yeah, I got up and left.
it was kind of cool because they did a lot of interviews and stuff like that there. I don't know who the guys interviewing were exactly or what that was for, but they interviewed a lot of people, so I was like, yay, that was pretty cool. So
you mean you're going to be in all of our interviews?
No, I wish I was, but,
in the background.
I would bother people as they were getting interviewed. You know how I am. And
yeah,
then
throw things at them.
Peter Cunningham was next to us.
That's right.
And he's got a book as well, and he's pretty funny, too, and entertaining, and, you know.
He'll be at the Masters this year.
Listening to their conversation and stuff, so. That was a lot of fun. And then he had Cynthia over there and a couple other people there. So I was just surrounded by good people,
yeah.
You know. So the energy, it was the energy. The overall energy was really good. There was nobody really complaining or whining or
Except
any of
you.
That.
You whined a lot. We were asking for a cheese plate. That's how much whining that was going on because she had to stay there.
I wish you guys need to turn into Ustream. Check out Ustream so you can see my face.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what I would have done without Jem. She actually was a phenomenal asset at the booth.
You're so lying.
Oh, no, she was. She was. She set it up and tore it down.
Why did I tear it down? And, you know, Dan just was, like, all over the place, lost his keys at the end and stuff like
easy.
That.
Easy.
We won't tell you where.
We lost them in the – now, can I tell them?
I don't care. Your life.
So we won't tell you where we lost them. So it was pretty good. We got a couple minutes left. So I want to reach out to everybody that's going to the Masters Hall of Fame this year. The Masters is going to be on August 1st in conjunction with Long Beach Internationals, and it's going to be in Long Beach, California.
Also, we have a lot of really great things going on, but if you have any events that you would like to promote, please get in touch with us. We'll be happy to charge you $1 million and put you on the air.
And she gets half, though.
And if you guys haven't checked out my show on Saturday, if you're easily offended, don't even bother. But
she is hilarious, by the way. I'm going to tell you right now, she's hilarious. She's going to go to this, convention in Japan.
I am?
The convention you told me about.
What convention?
I can't say it on my show.
Oh. I probably am going, that one!
So if you want to know about the convention, you got to listen to Saturday.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was. So this is Kicking It Old School with Dan and Jim and Eddie when he gets back. Eddie, if you're listening, brother, we miss you, and get better soon. I want to do a quick shout out to First Data. They're great, awesome people. If you got credit card processing problems, they can fix them for you. And Assurity Life, Masters Magazine. I want to do an incredible shout out to Ed Parker Jr. He's our keynote speaker this year. He's got a great artwork. So if you haven't seen his artwork, go to Google and Google Ed Parker Jr. and you can see some great stuff. This is Kicking It Old School at 10:50 a.m. See you next week.